Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're about to hear an all-new Thanksgiving edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. And you know what Thanksgiving means, right, Noah? It means you get an extra helping of my gravy. You know you want it. Gobble, gobble, you skank. Here's the show.
Oh, wow. What? You know what? I think Chuck Blandington has a bit of a crush on you, Noah. The last 9 out of 10 have been about you.
That's what I'm saying.
Watch out, Noah. You're going to get that piece of rice on your microphone. On
Shut
your
up.
Nose. You could just take it off of the microphone.
Gobble. Gobble, bitch.
That's not what he said.
What did he say?
You skank.
Oh.
At first it said you whore, but it wouldn't allow that. So then I changed it to you slut, and it wouldn't allow that. So then I changed it
Wait,
to you skank.
We have to start the broadcast.
Oh. So I guess we could...
Can I start it now?
Let's
record
restart
it. And record in stereo this time. It was a test run.
No one heard that at all?
Good evening. You're about to hear an all-new Thanksgiving edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. And you know what Thanksgiving means, right, Noah? It means you get an extra helping of my gravy. You know you want it. Gobble, gobble, you skank. Here's the show.
Wow.
Noah,
I think Chuck Blandington has a crush on you because... I mean, every week it's like everything is something has to be about you.
Or at least whoever writes those bumpers has a crush on you.
I thought that he writes them.
Yeah, Chuck writes his own material. Just off the dome.
Welcome, welcome one, welcome all to the Thanksgiving Eve edition of the Metal Injection Livecast.
I think Chuck already said
that. Did we get to eat turkey today?
No.
Did you bring him turkey?
No.
I brought cookies.
You're a turkey.
You've got some fried rice.
We have a dog here we can cook up.
No.
No? It's on the table.
In this neighborhood, it's always a possibility.
Sid, that's not a dried up rice. That's my booger.
Oh, you got an orange booger. It's weird.
It's been on the microphone for like a week.
You know, you could have told me it was Rob's booger, and I would have believed you.
Rob's booger.
What's wrong with my boogers?
No, I've never seen you like booger schnot or anything. Like you're very clean. You're very. You seem to be mucus free.
Noah's got a lot of twat snot. That's where it all goes.
I didn't know those are connected.
Rob has seen me hock a loogie.
Yeah.
Oh, many a times.
Yeah.
Like even when you smoke weed, you don't really hack or anything.
I try to keep my throat phlegm free.
She's only a hack when she tells comedy jokes.
Comedy jokes?
Yeah, as opposed to dramatic jokes.
Yeah, trigonometry jokes.
That's very commendable, though. I don't want to see a woman all like.
No, give us a hack up.
Now you sound like an old Jew. You're the chacham of phlegm.
I like it that way.
So this weekend, Noah and I went to a Russian restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Tell me.
And Noah wore, I think she just wore like an XL T-shirt.
Really? I saw that picture.
Her skirt was like...
XL? It wasn't loose on me.
It was okay, you're right. It was like a medium shirt.
Are you calling me fat?
I'm saying it barely went, like it barely covered
your ass.
I was
wearing a quarter of a dress.
Yes. And it was at a Russian restaurant. I think I mentioned that. And lots of alcohol was flowing. Right, Noah?
Why'd you go to a Russian restaurant?
It was our friend Marina's birthday. Marina's been on the livecast. And lots of alcohol flowing. And it was funny. Noah brought her sister. And Noah's sister was, like, downing shots. Noah got there, like, at least an hour and a half after the party started. And her sister had more shots than me after, like, half an hour of being there.
Jeez.
And I was like, are you sure? Maybe you should pace yourself. And she's like, I'm in college. and then an hour later, Noah's like, all right, I got to go. My sister's not feeling good.
It was not an hour. It was, like, 2 hours. And she had, like, 8 shots in a row. And she's, like, half my size.
Right.
But a little bit taller.
I'm saying she went a little crazy with the shots. Now you have to ask yourself, Noah, how many shots is she taking when you're not there?
Oh, I know. She gets really wasted and swollen.
Is she of legal age to be...
Yeah, she's 21.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Hey, what's up, Frank? Frank's here.
Happy birthday, Frank.
Hey, it's Frank's birthday.
Frank is joining us for his birthday podcast.
There's cupcakes and rainbow cookies here for you. Help yourself. You're old. You need your sugar intake.
So was there a question?
No, I was just continuing the story I wanted to tell. And then, so whatever, Noah left, and funny enough, me and Jenny kept going to Jenny's car, and we kept...
Checking it?
No!
What do you think they were doing in the car, Sid?
Yeah, we were smoking
weed.
They were
checking it.
We were
not
rolling
smoking.
It. Rolling some doobies
smoking
and jacking. Smoking them. And the funny thing was that this place... Come on. No. So this place, like, the only way they let you go, the restaurant is on the third floor, and there's a lounge on the second floor, and the entrance is on the first floor.
Excuse me, it wasn't a lounge. It was a discotheque.
It was a lounge. But so the only way really to get to the restaurant was with the elevator. So then it's the end of the night. Everybody, like, it's down to, I want to say, like, 10 of us. A lot of people have left. Noah's gone. A lot of our friends are gone. And we're going to leave the restaurant. And, again, we have to go to the elevator. So then we go, and half of our party goes in, and the other half of us stay behind because the elevator is full.
Right.
This is a kind of a shitty elevator, too. It took 5 minutes or something to get, like, 2 floors up. So it was, like, a very sensitive elevator. And so, you know, we let it pass. I'm, like, at the very front of the line now, right?
Yeah.
And there's a line forming behind us of other parties. And since this is a Russian restaurant, who goes to Russian restaurants? Like Russian Guidos.
Yeah.
right? So there's like a line of Russian Guidos forming.
It doesn't even make any sense.
It's just Guidos, but they're Russian, not Italian.
Russian people like to emulate.
But aren't Guidos Italians? Like, isn't that a word for
they,
Italian?
Yeah, yeah, but you know, like that same lifestyle of like the gelled hair and
yeah,
too much cologne.
Russian guys.
But
yeah,
they act like Guidos.
Yeah, exactly.
Bro, what's the deal?
Russian bros. Okay, that's a more accurate term. So then the elevator comes, but turns out people from the second floor, the lounge discotheque, they got in.
I love when you speak Russian for one second.
They got in, and then, like, when the elevator doors open, it was already packed, so we couldn't go in. And since it's been 5 minutes, like, the Russian dudes behind us were like, oh, what the hell's going on? Why am I still waiting here? And, you know, it's like, all right, relax, dude. We'll get the next one. You know, calm down. And
there's so many grenades in here. Bro.
2 minutes later, the next one comes in, comes up, and we walk in because we're in the front. And then all this whole Russian party like packs in as many people as they could. Like, God forbid, they have to wait an extra 5 minutes to get to whatever Coke party they're going to. You know, and so they all pack in. The elevator doors close. We're going down. Mm-hmm. Within 5 minutes, we realize, I think we've stopped moving. Yep, we're definitely stuck. We're definitely stuck. The rest people and one African American man.
Oh, yeah.
But, and we were so cramped together. It was the worst.
How did a black guy wind up in that club?
I don't know. There was one party of black people at this restaurant. Okay. I don't know. It's weird. Maybe they heard about the food or something. But so we're stuck in this elevator, and my friend Stan, I mean, he was pretty clever, immediately calls 911, tells them that we're stuck, calls the firefighters, and then like 5 minutes after, or like 2 seconds after he gets off the phone, one of these Russian guys is like, nobody called the cops! And it's like, what? No. No, we just called them. They're on their way. And then one of the other dudes had the idea. He's like, all right, press all those. Oh, I know. Press the emergency stop. It's like, yes, that is what we want to do. We want to stop further. And so they're, like, ringing the bell. And then one of them, like, calls the restaurant owner. And he's like, hey, I'm stuck in an elevator. Hey, there's a lot of us. We're pissed.
There's a black guy in here, please. Help. Help me.
Funny enough, the black guy called his like, party or whatever. He's like, I'm the only black guy in here.
I just came here from some pierogies. I don't know why. What the fuck?
And these people are so loud and obnoxious and just...
What do you mean by these people?
The Russians.
Oh.
Not the black.
It was just one of them.
Yeah.
So.
That person. I didn't say that person. I meant these, you know. Anyway. So they're really annoying. It was 45 minutes I was stuck with these people.
Oh,
and within 10 minutes I realized, uh-oh, I really have to take a shit.
Oh.
And it's not like one of those like, oh, I should take a shit soon. It's one of those, if I don't shit really soon, so, there's going to be a problem.
You're on DEFCON 1.
Yes, yes. And we were so cramped that the black dude, he kept like elbowing me sort of. And every time he would elbow me.
And move things around, yeah.
So that
I hate that, man. Like if you're in a car and you have to shit really bad, and you hit a bump,
yeah.
It seems like it shouldn't matter because like it's all in the same place, and you know either it's coming out or it's not. But why does that make your shit want to come out?
It just moves it around a little bit more.
And so then I have to like turn myself in like a weird position.
Turn yourself.
Turn, and
he might have done both.
Yeah. Well, I did start farting, which actually
relieves the pressure.
Yeah, and it was awesome because my farts smelled terrible at that point, and I felt like it was like revenge for being. Because, I mean, really, let's call a spade a spade. The reason we were
saying,
shut up!
I always call a spade a spade, man. Get me out of this elevator!
The reason we were stuck is because, like, those douchebags couldn't wait 2 extra minutes. And then, like, so, and then, funny enough, like, after half an hour, they started turning on each other. Like, not Fibo, you couldn't wait for the next one. Look at him, we're stuck in here for 45 minutes.
I was just following you, Blair.
I want to get to my car, blah, blah, blah. And then finally firefighters come, and they're, like, on top of the elevator,
Are they, like, jumping up and down trying to...
No, they're trying to figure out, like, a plan, and then, like, these Russian guys are, like, yelling at them.
The firefighters are Russian Guidos, too. We're going to get you out of there, bro! Hang on, bro! We're greasing the side of the door with hair gel! Right now!
And, like, so we open the elevator doors, and they're like, how many people are in there? And then, I swear, for some reason, the most Russian guy is the one that decided to answer, and he goes... 17! They're like, what? 17! And he's like, 7? No, 17! 17! Like, 17! How'd you all fit in there? And then they're like, we're going to have to cut off the roof. Cut off the roof. Yeah, the roof. That's what, the ceiling? The roof? Whatever.
The roof of the elevator.
The roof of the elevator. And we were like, oh, this is terrible. And then somebody noticed that there's... yeah, and suddenly the party was in the elevator.
It was a club.
We noticed there were screws. So then they passed us a screwdriver. And everybody unscrewed, like, the plexiglass ceiling. And then there was, like, a hole in the elevator. So the firefighters dropped a ladder down. And then
you had to climb out.
We had to climb out of the elevator.
Did you lift up anybody's skirt?
Well, the funny thing is like everyone's like, oh, finally, we're getting out of here. This one girl's like, I'm not going. I don't have a jacket, nothing. And it's like, who the fuck wants to look at your fucking crotch right now?
I'm so happy I was not in that elevator.
You know, and funny thing is, too, Jenny left right, like, 10 minutes before this happened, and I was like, no, Jenny, you should stay. And I was thinking, like, if Jenny was stuck in that elevator, she would be so bad.
Oh, my God.
She could have used her tits as a rope ladder. We should definitely turn this elevator into a club, bro. It's banging.
It was the worst, being stuck with Russian people.
Every Friday, bro, this is my plan. We find some elevator, we get in it, 45 of us, and we break it. And party 48 hours, bro.
Oh, my God. So, while you were telling the story, and earlier today, Sean texted me asking for the phone number of the live cast.
Just know it.
See, this is why he should get it tattooed on his leg. That's that was one of my ideas, and it would be helpful right now.
By the way, Mongoose Commander said, a.k.a. not Rich Hall, said Jewish people should be used to crammed in small places.
Oh,
yeah, but that's mainly when they're dead already.
Yeah, it wasn't dead yet.
Ay, ay, ay.
But it was terrible. Oh, and then as soon as I got out, obviously I ran to the bathroom and took the hugest dump.
I can't, man, if I'm stuck, like, when it wants to come out, it comes out. I don't have any sphincter control at all.
I felt like I had really good control. And there were moments where it was tough, where I really had to, like, I was, like, coaching myself through a game. Like, come on, Rob, you can do it. Just don't think about it. It's going to pass. It's going to pass. Okay, there it went.
I have probably, like,
really, really tough.
I have, like, a 12 to 15-minute window from the first, like, from the first salvo of stomach pain to the shit actually hitting the bowl. I have about 12 to 15 minutes, and then it's over. It's wherever I am, it's coming out.
I think we've all discussed our pooping ourselves in public stories.
Yes.
Or near pooping ourselves in public story with you when you went into that bar.
Oh, yeah. Wait, which bar are you talking about?
The one you left the underwear in the garbage and they chased you as you left.
Did I say that on the air?
Yeah,
I wasn't sure if I told that story.
I believe so. But what you said before, when you said that you farted, and then you, Darren, said that like, relieves some of the pressure. I find the exact opposite.
Really?
The gas is in there. It's in your sphincter tube, and it's sort of pushing back the poop. Once you let out the gas, that moves the poop further along.
I don't know.
I feel like once I fart, I have to poop even more because the poop is closer to the actual opening.
I feel like my asshole needs to relieve some sort of pressure. And
it feels good in the moment, but like within 30 seconds, it actually intensifies.
Well, I feel like if I don't fart, I'm going to shit my shit out. Okay.
That gas is keeping your shit from shitting out.
But that was actually the perfect time to drop an ass bomb. Who would know it was you? I mean, it's 45.
No. I totally admitted to it. I was like, guys, I got to take a shit, so deal with it.
They would have seen the brown running down his pant leg.
Rob was wearing white pants.
Kanye West, white pants?
I was not wearing white pants.
But if you had shit, you know what? You should have shit yourself right away because everyone else in that fucking elevator.
There's so much room.
No. They would have found a way off of that elevator.
Hey, motivation.
Been waiting 7 feet. They would have dug a fucking tunnel to get off.
That girl that like didn't want to climb that ladder, she would have flew up.
No, some guy crapped himself in the air. No,
he would have been slipping in it.
That would be like a movie where the villain sets up a chamber and it starts filling up with water.
It's like Saw 17. Yeah, 17.
Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. Spike, it's your birthday. No booze, though. What's that about?
Not yet. Well, I figured you guys would have booze here. Do you not?
No.
No, I have vodka and I have whiskey.
That's perfect.
Noah manages the bar here at the studio.
That's right.
I don't know if it's going to be enough, though, for Frank. It's just going to be like a sip.
We might have to take a quick music break.
I was going to make a run before I got here, but I was already running late.
So. Let's see. So no shot for every caller, then? That's not happening?
I'd be down for it, but I think we
have... Oh, my God. I'll be right back.
You know, we don't have enough callers for Frank to tie one on doing that, though.
If everybody who posted on last week's livecast page calls in, then Frank will die of alcohol, please.
But no, but that was only like 8 different people.
No, it was more. There was people that posted that I'd never seen posting before.
Oh, yeah?
We're up to 100.
Go. Call.
Last I checked.
Booze. No, we just want to get the booze.
Do
you really want to take a break or not?
No, we don't have to take a break.
Sir,
what else?
You were talking about The Walking Dead and observation.
Oh, yes. One thing I want.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, well, it's got zombies in it.
Well, I know I've read the comic.
Spoiler alert. Apparently, it's not very similar to the comic from what I've been told. It's strange.
Just one thing I thought about while watching the last episode, not necessarily about specifically The Walking Dead, but zombies in general. It's like, you know, when you get bit, if you're a human being, if you get bit by a zombie, you die and then eventually you become a zombie, right?
Yes.
Now, what if you, like, what is it about, is it really getting bit? Like, what if your wife got bit? Right, and then you were like there, like mourning her by her side, and then turns out you have an open wound, and some of her zombie blood gets
you
in your open wound.
Well, it depends. There's different kinds of zombies.
Yeah, there's different kinds of stories. Like, I mean, there's also zombie stories along the lines where it's like a virus, and they don't actually die. They just like they have a virus, and then they're carriers, or whatever.
That was 28 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and there's other ones like Return of the Living Dead. It was a gas. Like the U.S. had some toxic gas
right.
that made the dead come back to life.
But generally, I mean, you know. And then I thought, like, well, you can't really get like a STD from a zombie. So has there ever been like any stories about like dudes
zombie
wanting
strippers.
To rape zombie chicks?
Zombie
like
strippers.
Really?
Jenna Jameson and zombie strippers.
Really? So she was a zombie and then dudes raped her? From the butt.
Well, they didn't rape, but
well, you know, like
she was working in a strip club.
Would it be like zombiephilia? Would that be...
I don't think a zombie would stay in one place long enough for you to get.
Well, what if you thought? What if you tied?
Are you trying to think of a market a new kind of porn?
I was just thinking it'd be a great idea for a porn.
Oh, there are a bunch of porn. They're like, what's that shitty company? Extreme Associates. They did a whole bunch of like horror porn, and like not just horror in terms of zombies, but like, you know. Girls, you know, being broken into their houses, and like guys will just, you know, throw them around, like assault them, and
yeah, but they're not zombies.
No, but they have zombie.
Those are the type of porns where they consider them for like Academy Awards.
Now,
they have to act, you know,
right? Like, yeah. Like the ADN Awards.
They get to make up.
No.
Quite
like,
the opposite.
Has there been a zombie movie where like instead of brains they want poon? Ah, poon, and they eat out pussy.
Yeah, American Pie.
It's just I really started thinking about that watching The Walking Dead.
Now, may I just say, during the week before the show, we always send around an email to all of the hosts of what are we going to talk about this week, what kind of stuff do we have planned. And a couple days ago, Rob, Was it yesterday? You just dropped sending an email saying, I was watching The Walking Dead, and I had some thoughts about zombies.
That was today.
That was today. And I want to talk about it on the show. All right. So then right after he sent that email, I am him. I'm like, what about zombies do you want to talk about? What's the deal? And he's like, wait until the show. I don't want to spoil it. I want to save it for on air.
No, I didn't say
thank you for saving it because, wow.
Yeah. I thought that was some good talk.
That's definitely going on the next best of.
I hope so.
Okay, speaking of zombies, we have a phone call.
See? And it's a good transition.
Yeah, it's a perfect transition for this phone call in particular.
We have...
You know who it is.
Wait, let me see. Shlomo.
Most predictable. Most predictable.
What?
Most.
What's predictable?
Predictable.
Most predictable.
That I would call.
Okay. Are you calling to sing Frank happy birthday?
Yes.
How cool. Happy birthday, Frank.
I don't have headphones, but that might be a good thing right now.
Happy birthday. You're going to sing in Hebrew, but hold on. That needs to be made into a hip-hop remix right there.
I'm in.
Go on.
Okay.
Right, so happy birthday in
Hebrew. Okay, I'm what? I think so.
I have to sing happy birthday.
Oh, yes. What happy birthday in Hebrew?
Come on.
What?
Just sing it. Sing
it
in English.
Yeah,
what?
Oh, for
Christ's sake. Yom ha-le-le-s-me-ya. Happy birthday. Yom ha-le-le-s-me-ya. Yom whatever.
Happy birthday to you.
get a different song. Look for what's my name? Lipa Smelter.
No.
Lipa Smelter.
This is happy birthday in Hebrew.
Yom HaLeder Sameya, Yom HaLeder Sameya, Yom HaLeder Sameya, Yom HaLeder
Sameya. I think he just told you to get cock enough and yum.
No. Yom HaLeder Sameya is happy birthday in Hebrew.
Is it?
Yes.
Shlomo, you are the chacham of birthday singers.
Happy birthday to Frank. Happy birthday to Frank. You live in a zoo. You smell like a poo. You went to a big bar. That's so clean for you.
All right, Shlomo, how do you say in Hebrew, my uncle died at Auschwitz?
Oh.
Come on.
I think Noah has the clip of how to say that.
No, I don't. Not anymore.
Damn.
So anyway, we have other callers. Thank you for calling in, Shlomo.
Yay, Shlomo. Thanks, bye, buddy. Shlomo. We'll talk to you in 15 minutes.
Okay. Now we have...
Angel of Death.
Thank
yes,
you, Shlomo.
We have the Angel of Death now.
Area code 916.
916.
Hey, am I on?
Hey.
Hi.
Yes, what's your name?
Hey, it's Austin.
Oh, it's Austin. What's up, Austin? From Texas?
Austin from Boston.
No, I'm actually from Sacramento.
Austin from Sacramento, Texas.
No, Sacramento, California.
That's
calling...
his favorite band, POD.
What?
What's up?
No, my favorite band's Opeth. I'm not going to let anybody mistake that. My favorite band is Opeth by far. I wasn't calling for that,
though. POD stands for Opeth.
What?
Huh? I didn't hear that.
What?
Sorry.
That's cool.
Okay, well, why, like, is my line bad or something? You can't hear me?
No, we can hear you. Why were you calling in?
I wish it was bad.
Oh, I was calling in because, well, now I'm confused about whose birthday it is, if I should be...
It's Frank's birthday.
Wait, who? Sorry.
Frank.
Okay,
Frank is the one that's responsible for all the original videos on the site that you watch.
By the way, I'm going to tell Sid this joke, only for Sid. No one else will get it. Someone in the chat said, give this guy to Francesa hand wave, please.
Wow.
Anishevitz Destroyer.
Wow. So, do you want to wish Frank a happy birthday? What?
I can tell him that.
You don't have to. Sounds like you're sitting in.
It sounds like it's going to take 4.5 minutes for him to get it out. So.
Even Shlomo was faster at doing this than you.
Sorry. I can tell him that in French it's Joyeux Anniversaire and that it's not a very inventive.
Oh.
Song. It's just Joyeux Anniversaire, like 4 times, I think, with rhythm, of course.
Now,
how
do you say in French, my uncle died at Auschwitz?
Mon oncle, désolé, mon oncle a mort en Auschwitz. Sorry, that's not perfect, but... I'm getting distracted by
it. I learned how to say something in, offensive in French. See, if I say it right, you translate it, okay?
Okay. I actually don't know any curse words.
Shut up.
Sorry.
Sorry.
That means George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Right. Oh, you ruined it. That's the whole bit.
Sorry.
That means I'm going to shit on your head.
Okay. That is.
If only I was in the elevator.
You don't have to announce it. Just do it. Wait till you're getting out, like rescued from the elevator. You're halfway up the ladder.
That one black dude would have thought it was for him.
Ah.
I insist on going first, guys. Excuse me.
Yeah. They got awesome movies, so. I'm a fan of French cinema. That's irrelevant.
Jerry Lewis, you mean? He said cinema.
Cinema. We have another caller. Thanks for calling in, Austin.
Thank you.
All right.
860 is on the line. 860, what is your name? Where are you from?
Hey, guys. It's the Angel of Death. Just kidding. It's
hello,
the Mongoose Commander again.
Oh, hello, the Mongoose Commander again.
Angel of Death.
So,
what's up?
First things first, I'm going to give a hefty shout out to Frank and wish him a happy birthday.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem. And secondly,
I've been doing them.
I was going to say that Frank should take a shot in your.
I wasn't waiting for the callers.
Yes, he's
I
already 8 shots ahead of the callers. He saw how long it took for Austin to get something out. He's like, I'm never going to get drunk this way.
You probably have to drink the whole bottle.
Yeah, you should do one bottle, if I recall.
So, figure, I don't have a question necessarily, but people always ask you guys questions, so I figure I let you guys each ask me one question.
I don't like that idea.
Turn the table.
I'm with Ron.
Okay, what color underwear are you wearing?
Plaid. Like blue and black plaid. With their boxers.
How do you feel about it?
I don't know. I don't really like boxers.
Yeah, neither do I.
It's funny, we actually had this conversation like a week ago, me and Mel.
Why?
It seems that every time I'm around Frank, I'm talking about men's underwear.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, we started off talking about your underwear, and then it got...
Did we?
Yeah.
How'd that start?
When did this happen?
At the bar we were talking
about.
Oh, okay,
that explains a lot.
I don't remember how it came up. But we started talking about your favorite kind of underwear and that. Oh, I remember. Because you said you had different favorite kinds of underwear for different occasions.
So,
depending on what you're wearing.
Was this a video daily double or.
Oh, okay. I think I remember this. It started. No, that's not how it started. It started because Marty went to the bathroom and he was wearing boxers. And then I said, isn't it uncomfortable to wear boxers when you have to go to the bathroom because then they get all, like, bunched up? And then I said, that's why I don't like wearing underwear.
But why did you know that he was wearing boxers?
I don't know. Like, he said something. I don't
know. Marty only wears boxers. He won't wear anything else. And then, I don't know, somehow, well, I don't remember what Marty was saying. I just remember you talking about your underwear and that you had different kinds for different
I said that the other day I was wearing my boy short underwear with tight jeans. And when I went to the bathroom, it was annoying because I had to put my hand in my pants to, like, straighten them. Otherwise, I would have underwear lines.
Well, who cares? Underwear lines are attractive.
I don't like underwear lines.
Only other girls don't like those. That's men love them.
Because they like to know
what you're wearing without having to ask you.
I don't know. I mean, when you see a girl with leggings, like, you don't want to see, like...
Yeah, I just
want to
feel like
panty.
I'm looking at her ass, basically.
Yeah. Isn't that the thrill of the leggings in the first place?
Yeah, you might see a little pussy lip.
I don't know. Yeah, it's each his own.
You ever show a little pussy lip when you wear leggings, though?
No.
Just one.
But now that it's cold, when I go walk my dog in the morning, I have to put underwear on.
Are you cutting glass with your lips? What?
No, because, like, the breeze, it's not comfortable having a frozen vagina.
Clip boner?
No.
Do you ever get clip boners?
What do you do?
I never thought of that.
Not when I'm walking my dog.
That's my favorite hardcore.
Go easy on Noah.
Come on, we're talking
about police.
Don't you want to know about Noah's clip boner?
No.
It seems every time I call in, something sexual happens.
Yeah, it's only when you call it.
How about someone else ask him a question? I don't know how this turned on me. I don't know.
You volunteered a question. That's why
I got one.
But it was for him, not for me.
Mongoose Commander, do you want us to continue to talk about Noah's clip owner? Oh, you already answered that. But no.
We have a title for today's episode, by the way.
Clip owner.
Noah's clip owner.
I don't think she's too happy with that.
That isn't actually having one.
Have you ever had clip owners? Is that possible?
I think probably not.
Well, when the clitoris is stimulated, isn't that a clip bonus?
Well, a penis is just a clit formed into a penis. And then, womb. All fetuses start out with clits.
Right. And the clitoris is really, like 5 inches long?
I don't... Not
but it's, like,
a
inside
baby.
Of a woman's body.
I'm
talking about, like, an adult woman.
Is it? I don't know. I don't know that.
Yeah.
I've never gone...
Sid, when you go home, I want you to dissect your girlfriend's vagina. See how long her clitoris
is. Thursday nights, but I can move it up and
hot.
Yeah, this is for research purposes.
Why don't you take your whole vagina and put it in a jar next Wednesday?
Get a ruler out as you're down there.
What am I, Barbara Bush?
No, for the whole Hanukkah show, we'll just get 8 vaginas and put them on a menorah.
Wow.
Eight crazy vaginas.
The human menorah?
Human menorah centipede. Shabbity-doo! 8 crazy nights. All right, we're going to get going. Do we have another caller, Noah?
Yes, thank you for calling.
Wait, one last thing.
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, at least Noah has my number now, so she can call me sometime.
Oh, my God. Did you just shiver in fear?
I don't know. I tried attempting to do that girl noise.
For men. Shiver in fear.
That's what it sounded like when Rob dropped his dump in that elevator. All right, thank you for calling in, Mongoose Commander.
All right,
what's up,
have a good and safe holiday, guys.
You too.
I don't want to have a safe holiday.
That's for squares.
That's not metal.
All right, Rob, get hit by a car tomorrow.
Thank you.
We have one more caller, 480.
480.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey,
is it Nina?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Oh, it's been a while.
I know, right? It's been quite some time.
Do you have a life?
Huh?
Do you have a life all of a sudden?
I've always had a life.
Yeah, she calls in. She used to call in and tell us about it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Right.
Any more stories?
No, please.
Yeah, get the backstory on that.
More popsicles, I promise.
No more link. No food items.
You've moved on to Häagen-Dazs bars.
Häagen-Dazs.
Häagen-Dazs.
Häagen-Dazs. Those are the ones in the little like carton.
Nice.
Now we have another name for today.
All right, thanks a lot, dude. Well, we go from there.
Where do we go?
Seems like every time you call, there's a gay joke about Rob.
What the fuck, dude? Do you want to sing Frank Happy Birthday?
Wait, what?
Do you want to sing Frank Happy Birthday, group?
No, sing it in Mexican.
What's
it was my birthday last week, Rob. You didn't get to say happy birthday to me.
You should have called in. I would have totally sang happy birthday to you.
I
was saying it in Spanish.
I was actually
busy last week. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
It's my happy birthday.
Yeah. I know it.
Merry
Christmas.
Yeah.
I was just thinking
it's
a joke.
Merry Christmas. It's my happy birthday.
Here we go. Nina, go ahead. 3, 2, 1.
No.
Sorry. My iPad.
Good job. So you just hung up on
your phone.
Yeah, but she's coming from your phone.
Close the YouTube window. No sound effects. No
computer. Close the YouTube.
But how will I hear Feliz Cumpleaños?
No, Nina's singing.
Okay.
Go, Nina, go.
Wait, whose birthday is it?
Frank's.
Mine.
You know, listen to the show.
Oh, happy birthday, Frank.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I haven't heard the show in so long. This is my knowledge now. I don't know anything.
Don't you download?
Yeah, but I've been too busy to actually listen to it.
Well, as long as we get the download stats, I guess that's all right.
It's all right. Frank's two bottles deep. He doesn't remember anything.
Two bottles deep
been
is a pretty good film.
Drinking some yummy Captain Morgan.
You're not supposed to be drinking.
I never said I did.
Oh.
What did you do for your birthday?
I had a little birthday party.
What's a little birthday?
At my house.
She's just invite short people.
It means no popsicles around.
No, it was all in little cartons. Sorry, no popsicles allowed.
I don't want to know this.
Little cartons?
Yeah, that's like the Häagen-Dazs, you know, in the little packages.
That's Häagen
good.
Guys.
That's good.
Yeah, it's Häagen-Dazs.
Your voice sounds deeper. Have you? Has puberty happened since the last time we spoke?
Her balls.
You
no.
sound less perky. You sound less
I'm
perky.
Not tuning into a man, Sid.
No, but
then
it's just
your voice sounds a little squeakier. Have you been hitting some estrogen lately?
Oh Jesus!
Sid's been true? Taking his girlfriend's birth control pills.
Nina one did nothing.
It's true. I wasn't trying to be mean, though. I was just saying it sounds like you've matured.
Yeah.
Maybe, then. I don't know.
It's very sad when a father sees his son, his daughter mature and come of age. You know?
It's true.
It's hard to let go.
Her mother would have seen it, but she was too busy watching WNBA playoff games.
Oh, boy.
Every time. It never fails about the WNBA.
That popsicles are the only thing I remember about you. Oh, the Slipknot backpack, I guess.
Is this the little girl I carry?
All right.
She's laughing, but she doesn't know why.
Anything else you want to add, Nina?
I don't know. Just happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Cool. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot, Nina. We have to
You're
move
welcome.
On, though.
All right, bye.
Bye. Who do we have, Noah?
Someone that is supposed to be here but is not.
Oh. I have a comment from the chat. Sid wants to know whether she's matured because when she matures, he's no longer interested.
It's also true.
Sean, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
I was defending you on that, but you immediately said it was true. So.
How's it going, Sean? Are you in, like, prison or something?
Kind of. That's Wisconsin, so it's pretty much prison. But
pretty much prison.
Yep, lots of cheese and alcoholism, so I fit in perfect. This is good. But,
how much have you drank so far?
Which part of your body is the cheese coming out of?
The front of my dick hole. Like, it's kind of like a gonorrhea mung right now. But I bet alcohol is killing off the
shower.
Yeah. I'm trying to trying to get away from my family, so I could sorry. But, okay, I'm fine now. So, yeah. I just rode water slides all day, and it was awesome.
I don't know what he's saying, but can we wrap him up?
Wow. Wow.
Sean, you're talking a little bit too close into your phone. It's hard for us to understand you.
Either too close or not close enough. I can't tell.
Really? You can't hear what I'm saying?
Sounds a little weird.
Are you on the rotary?
Are you under the covers?
Yes, I'm under the covers. No, I'm in fucking Wisconsin. I don't know if I don't got a signal or something. But
what are you
I'm
doing?
Like in Wisconsin? Nowhere.
He's drinking and eating dick cheese.
All right, but you could do that here. Why in Wisconsin? That's what I'm asking.
Oh, there's family out here, and we found the one of the country's largest indoor water park for my nephew to go to. So we're out here. And it's
what, world largest indoor water park? I think I talked about this on the show.
Yeah, he's going to do water sports.
Are you jealous? I hung out with Sean last week.
So did I during the show.
No, after the post-show. Between last week's show and this week's
right.
show. And I met all of his friends.
Even that lady friend of his?
Yeah, she exists.
She's not a good human being.
Oh, no, that was a different... But that didn't happen because that girl had a black eye, so that was...
A black
guy?
Not
a black guy. Two black eyes and a broken nose.
You're telling me that, Powell. Two black eyes and a broken nose. Yeah, she really knows.
What happened?
She
didn't fucking listen.
No shit. Three times.
Terrible.
All right, what really?
No. She got punched in the face in the pit. So a little too rough for me. But no, I met friends of his, and all of his friends give him just as much shit as we do. And he has this one friend he calls.
My friends are way worse.
It's funny. Like within 2 seconds of meeting Sean's girlfriend, he was like, "Yeah, everybody hates me. Hey, everybody, say something negative about me." And then I was like, "You have too many star tattoos. They look retarded." Hey, I'm Sean. I'm going to go get another star tattoo.
Star Jones.
And then we went back to my place and smoked. And then he tried to convince us, he being Sean, that the moon landing was fake.
Well, I'm a 9/11 moon landing denier.
He's just an American history denier. Anything American history. What about Pearl Harbor? Did that not happen either?
Never happened.
Fuck no. The Industrial Revolution? I spit on that. Are you kidding me?
We're really Indians.
It's true. They still exist. They're out there. There was no Trail of Tears.
I like it. All right. That pretty much wraps it up.
Yeah.
Is there anything else? Oh, your tattoo. We might as well acknowledge that.
Wait, you didn't say the thing about D-Bag, that story.
Oh, yeah, he calls his friend D-Bag. His name is
Dave.
Because he has a lot of friends named Dave.
Are you sure he's just not asking him to teabag? Don't think teabag?
No, it's D-Bag.
Well, we kind of do have that relationship. I did find after he left my apartment, he left a giant drawing of a very realistic male penis on my coffee table. So, yeah, I should call him T-Bag from now on.
I like it. See, last week Sean on the show said that. Shut up, Sean.
Okay.
Last week Sean said that.
Shut up, Sean. We're going to talk about what you just said.
You said you would be willing to get a dumb tattoo based on an idea that somebody left as a comment on the show.
That's true.
From last week.
Mm-hmm.
And what we decided to do to make things easier is today we're going to try to narrow this down to like maybe 10 options. And what we did during the week was Sean went through all the suggestions and he picked the ones that he would be actually willing to get. And this guy, for such a 9/11 denier, refuses to get the Twin Towers tattooed on his back.
Yeah, even a shocker. Why would you get something?
I feel if I lived anywhere but New York City, I would 110% get 9/11
denying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll give
you some more.
What if the 9/11, what if the Twin Towers are really in Hawaii now?
They weren't knocked down. That's where Tupac is. That's what the planes are for. They crashed in the buildings and lifted them up, and no one saw it.
Exactly, exactly. No, see, that's what I should get a Pearl Harbor denying tattoo for is when I go to Hawaii.
Yeah. That works. All right, so let's go through these, and we'll all decide if this will make the final cut. First one, which I think definitely should, get a Smash Mouth tattoo.
Oh, dude, does Smash Mouth have an actual logo? Like, is there a specific Smash Mouth logo?
I think it's bad enough.
I think you better not even get a logo. Just get Smash Mouth written, because I don't want to know what it is.
Smash Mouth in Comic Sans.
No, I was going to say, yes, the Pirates.
The Pirates.
Just piss Rob off. Just troll Rob.
Yeah.
This I can go either way on. Get a tattoo of a drunken, passed-out unicorn vomiting a rainbow.
That one I like.
Nah.
What did you like about that?
Oh, I'd like it to be somehow...
I think it needs to be related to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, not related to the show. It's gone. It's out.
Do I mean, is Smash Mouth really related
to
the show?
Yes. I think we've made enough references to Smash Mouth.
Most of the suggestions were not related to the show.
Yeah, that's why we narrowed it down.
Yeah, we're narrowing it down. Livecast call-in number, I think that should definitely be a
yeah,
a finalist.
Sean couldn't remember it.
Since he's been asking me, yeah.
I couldn't get on the internet. I don't know. Okay.
Someone suggested Sean's face.
Nah. I think, listen Rob...
Too many of Sean's faces around.
Well, a few people I know who will go unnamed have said that Sean's a little full of himself. So what better way for him to acknowledge how full of himself he is than to have his own face tattooed on his body?
That's been done, dude. Steve-O doing that.
Doesn't
yeah.
I
yeah.
guess that's true.
That's not original.
So get Steve-O's face tattooed.
I like that better. I like that better.
No. Got his face inside of a star.
just 88 stars around Steve-O's face.
Eight out of like hundreds of stars.
Yeah.
My God, it's full of stars. Sean's face is a star.
Yeah. All right, Sean's face is a star. All right, another one. Somebody going to get pregnant. I think that should stay.
Yeah, it's show related.
That's very relative.
It's a Seanism.
Yes.
Yep.
You should get it in, like, Chinese font, though.
Or even more boring, Times New Roman.
Oh.
Glenn Beck is right.
Yeah. My coworker ends
just that.
It
doesn't have to do with the show.
It doesn't have to do with the show. It's gone.
First of all, Sean already has that.
Yeah.
that we
he's in
get...
Wisconsin. I mean, obviously, he doesn't have that, right?
I actually watched Glenn Beck today. No.
Oh, well, we'll talk about
Glenn
that.
Beck on TV before I did an essay. Anyway.
Was he right or was he wrong?
He was so right. He was talking about Thanksgiving and the real reason we have Christmas. He was so right. So right.
I think that 9/11 never happened. Awesome.
This is true. This is true. That's why, you know, I'm a big Glenn Beck advocate.
Anyway, that tattoo sit with the word charming next to him.
I would like to see you tattoo sit on you anyway.
Yeah, that's a good one. Rob with bat wings breathing fire. That's pretty awesome.
Those are my top two, I think. Is the drawings of either of your faces that are on that live cast graphic, and those are the ones that I would use. I would either use Rob and I'd put the fucking bat wings and some flames coming out of your mouth because you're already making like an elf face in that picture. And then the Sid face from that thing. With a nice traditional banner underneath that just says charming.
Yeah.
like a mother tattoo, but charming.
Well, this wasn't mentioned, but since doing the live cast memes, what if I'm in my doctor's office getting circumcised, fucking a black girl, shooting a cum shot on the ceiling?
You know what I mean?
That's like a five-panel cut.
Yeah, and counting the cum droplets like OCD. Yeah.
And then you're coming to the show and telling us the story of it, then we'll meet Sean.
Yeah, it's all in a
like
speech cloud.
It's like a Pearls Before a Swine strip.
And then you pull out and it's Obama on a beach daydreaming the whole
thing. Lost.
Congratulations, Sean. You have a back piece waiting for you now.
Yeah, that's a great back piece.
I'm glad I left that space open.
This is definitely one of my favorites. Just a quote saying, I like shit music and feel bad about this fact.
I think that should definitely be
a final.
The
second part is a lie, sadly.
Yeah.
Then there's a profile shot of a dude with half of his head missing.
Yeah, it's not show specific, but I found that picture online and it was gross.
What do we think about that?
I might just do that. I might just do that regardless.
He's already considering it. We don't want something that he would like.
Right, yeah. I'm already considering that Patrick Swayze one and the half head one. So those
are right. That's actually the next one, which is.
I just want to ask, Sean, why did you not, in the list that you narrowed down, why did you remove the one with the baby and the neck brace and it says why you killed Daniel? What did you not like about that?
Honestly, first I didn't get the reference at all. And that's whenever I asked you over I am, and I was just like, oh, yeah. I don't know. I feel like I would be describing it to people. I'm like, I don't even really, yeah, this wrestler killed his family. I would like a reference that I could describe to people and not feel like an idiot.
Listen, you tell that story to somebody, that's a poon magnet, boy.
That's right.
You'll be fucking before you finish the sentence.
It's true. That is true.
You can explain why he's wrong.
Anything about children homicide would always go over well.
Someone in the chat just recommended an HIV positive tattoo.
Well, we already got Rob's face.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah.
That would be a real test. If you could still get laid with that.
Hey.
If I was going to go that route,
I'd get the HIV. Okay, good. What are you saying, Sean?
If I was going to go that route, I'd get the HIV positive across my chest. So, that's the first thing she saw while we were
banging. Around your penis.
Yeah, what you should get if you're going to do something like that, like along like the length of your penis, enjoy the herpes.
Yeah,
she's like, oh, damn it.
Wait, she's like, enjoy, suck,
oh, herpes. The letters reveal themselves as he gets hard.
How about, I don't have HIV, I'm positive. That should be across the
board. No, but then I should be like the dude from Memento with all these notes for the broad on my body. Just like, you know, like that one, or the herpes on my dick, or like, no babies on my chest. You know, like just all these notes for her while we're banging. To think about while we're doing it.
Let's plow through this list. A portrait of Patrick Swayze in drag from Tuong Fu with the caption "Never Forget." That's a definite finalist.
Really good.
I kind of really want that. That's the one that I really want. I really, really want that one. That'll be good. I think that'll be a good one. But
yeah,
a good conversation starter.
And Tom Cruise and Xenu encircled by a heart.
Yeah.
No podcast reference. Then there's one that's just Rob's face. And I think if he's going to get my face, it should at least have bat wings and breathing fire.
It should be something.
Yeah.
Some kind of context.
Or just with the caption, ha-ham.
Yeah, that I like.
Because then not only do you have to explain what face that is, you have to explain what the fuck is ha-ham.
Yeah.
Here's what you do. You get a $1 million bill, right? With Rob's face in the middle. Underneath it says Chacham for the name.
In Chacham we trust.
Yeah, and it says United States of Love.
Okay.
There you go. I just made your tattoo. I want 10% pussy commission for anything you get laid with that.
That's what I can do. I'll give you all the all my minority fucks. That's what you'll get.
All right. Grateful Dead logo. What do we think of that?
What does it have to do with this show?
It has to do with Sean being a punk rocker and probably hating the Grateful Dead and then having to get there. But again, Smash Mouth, same difference.
All right.
It would just elevate his eclecticness of music.
We have two Sid options. We're going to have to narrow it down to one. One is Sid's face and a heart. Oh, we already also said Sid was charming. So all of these three have to be.
I think we should narrow it down to the three of either Sid with charming, your face with bat wings and breathing fire, or the Patrick Swayze one. I think those should be the three that are voted on in the site.
Well, hold on. Let's get to Rich. All right, you're rushing here. You're rushing.
Russian.
I am Russian.
All right. The last suggestion is a tattoo of Sid's face with a very knowledgeable, smug expression, and it just says "The Dude Abides."
I like the Big Lebowski, but that has nothing to do with me. Like, there's no pre.
All right, I think we're gonna get.
It could be my face in a heart, and then the
with the word charming. That's what we're gonna go with. Sid's face in a heart with the words charming under it. All right.
What happens if you meet another guy though? Then he's gonna think that you're cheating on
someone in the chat is asking what Patrick Swayze has to do with the live cast.
Check off.
Clearly, they're
fucking
not.
Fucking kidding me.
They're not.
As a matter of fact, on the right underneath the chat box is a link to the related stories, which one of them is the Patrick Swayze episode. The first Patrick Swayze episode.
Oh, yeah, Patrick Swayze versus Cancer.
Episode 4. So
and Patrick Swayze made an appearance on the Halloween episode, too.
Yeah. Then someone suggested the number for a random Taco Bell in Wyoming.
Which is funny, but has nothing to do with the show.
I kind of like that. It's kind of funny.
I thought that one was the funniest one, actually.
I mean, that Patrick Swayze is like 2 years old now. I mean, I can understand why people don't know it.
Yeah. The lyrics to Gaza's song Calf on Your Calf.
Hmm. Nah, it's a little too meta joke, I think.
Okay, then there's a giant Star Wars tattoo. This is more of a back tattoo than a calf tattoo. But Greedo is shredding a sweet-ass guitar solo across from Han Solo. However, Han is shooting him in the face. Over the top of it, it says, in bloody lettering, no goddamn solos, but Han fucking Solo.
I like the underlying message of that, because that's show-related. But it's too much. It should just be like, maybe have just Han Solo getting stabbed. Or something, or a slash.
Just
slash
Han Solo with it saying no goddamn solos, but Han fucking Solo.
Or how about, you know, there were those like gay pride T-shirts that had like the pink triangle, whatever, and they say silence equals death.
Yeah.
What if it was that, but it said solos equal death?
I'm not familiar with the reference.
Really?
Really?
Really? Really? You don't know? Really?
Oh. I really don't know the reference.
Okay.
Why are we in such shock?
Anyone? Anyone?
All right, next one. Roger Ebert, Stephen Hawking, and Abe Lincoln in a human centipede.
That's just three random things smashed together. I don't like those.
All right, so he doesn't want the baby Daniel one. Final one.
I don't know if you could really tell it's them from just like the profile jamming some like ass, you know, like the face is jamming their ass. But.
So the final one.
I will forego my right to be buried in a Jewish cemetery just to get that.
Just baby Daniel?
Daniel!
And the final suggestion is a portrait of one of Peter Steele's Playgirl photos.
I like that one.
I like it. That should say. All right, so here's the... That's no good, because just the cock would be his whole leg.
And Sean didn't want, like, cocks or anything like that.
What if it's, like, a blurred-out cock?
Digitized tattoo.
That would be awesome if you had a digitized cock on you.
Yeah. Yes. You're only like 10 feet away, but if you got too close, then you wouldn't know. All right.
All right. So here are the five. Here's what we've narrowed it down to. At the end of this episode, we're going to put up a poll on this episode page, and we will let you all vote. And next week, we will decide which retarded tattoo Sean will get tattooed on him. When are you going to get this tattoo, Sean?
Between the 1st and the 8th. We'll decide which one wins on the 1st, and then I'll get it before the show on the 8th.
Oh, so you'll get it. We'll decide next week, and then by the following week, you will already have this tattoo.
Yes, yes. I'll go in on Sunday. Okay, I'll get my guy works on Sunday. I already talked to him after the 1st, so I'll go in Sunday, that is, after the 1st and get it done.
Got it.
Okay,
all right,
great.
So here we go. The finalists will be get a Smash Mouth tattoo, the live cast call-in number, the word somebody going to get pregnant, Rob with bat wings breathing fire, the words, I like shit music and feel bad about this fact. A portrait of Patrick Swayze in drag from Tu Wong Fu with the caption, never forget. Or Sid's face in a heart with the word charming under it. Those are the options. Vote at the end of this episode, or if you listen to the archive, the poll is up.
That's what she said.
And then Sean will get the tattoo. And he'll probably put stars around, too, no matter what it is.
I probably will. But do I just take a photo of it and we'll put it up, or what is it? What do I do?
We'll do a 3D
render. What
about the one with you and the $1 million bill? That was my idea.
Oh, do we want to? We already have one with me, Rob with bat wings breathing fire.
I like the bill better.
Do we like that, or do we like the chacham?
Yeah.
That's even more show specific.
It's
you would
true.
Not make,
it's
not
true.
Really show specific.
All right. Fine, so, fine. So Rob,
I'm muscling my way into this hole.
Within $1 million.
Well, I don't know if a $1 million bill works because my staff isn't like wide. You know, it's $1 million bill is really
out.
Wide that kind of.
So we
work out.
Portrait,
what about what about if it's just like rot my face in a heart with the word haham under it?
Yeah.
Like just like Sid's face in a heart.
The haham of metal.
Yeah.
This guy's never gonna wear shorts again.
Well, what if it's an extra large heart with my face and Rob's face and it says charming hahams?
Yeah.
Convert the idea.
Chachaming.
The homeboy.
Chachaming.
All right. And now that way Shlomo will be contributing to the show.
What's the word?
I think it's we should do that. It's over. No poll. Sorry.
Harming under it. I love it. All right, great.
I'm pulling for the Patrick Swayze tattoo. I'm really pulling for that.
Make sure, everybody, you do not vote for the Patrick Swayze one because that's the one we want. That's the last thing we want.
Right.
All right, we have some more callers, Sean. We'll let you go hang out with your family some more.
Okay, sounds good. All right, you guys have an enjoyable evening.
We will.
Oh, and happy birthday, Frank. I forgot about that.
It's all good. Thank you.
Yeah, no
problem. Who else do we have, Noah? I was like, my rainbow cookie.
We have 781.
781, a familiar area code.
It is the real Angel of Death speaking.
Oh, the real one.
Peace of Destroyer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All these other guys are imposters.
Angel of Death.
Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to call in to wish Frank a happy birthday. Or or happy early death day, depending on how you look at it. But, yeah.
You think Frank's going to die tonight?
What?
You're going to die!
He's one day closer.
No, I was making like a joke, but nobody got it, so I guess the joke sucks.
Well, the studio audience got it.
Oh, standing ovation for Pete.
Thank you, Pete. Listen.
Would you like another birthday joke as compensation?
Yeah, tell us a joke.
All right. What is the difference between a pile of condoms with severed penises inside of them and a Corvette?
What?
I don't have sex on top of a pile of condoms filled with severed penises.
I think the more funnier punchline would be, I don't have sex on top of Corvettes.
Yeah. Either way, I thought it was funny. Just it's such a meta joke, and he delivered it so anti-good that it's funny.
Yeah.
You know? I'm being serious. I really find, like, anytime he tries to tell a joke, I find it funny for completely the wrong reason.
I love it.
Give us another one.
I have the most charisma of the all the live cast callers.
Absolutely.
I really think if he did if he did like a 6-minute set, I feel like he would kill because it's so.
I would laugh at every single thing he said. Honestly,
I'm not even joking.
Read the alphabet, and it would be good.
No, no more jokes.
Oh well, do you want to hear one?
Yeah,
let's go.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, why
sorry,
did...
Left.
Huh? I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that. What'd you say?
Just like, go. Just go.
Like Dave
Hill. Oh, okay. Why did the chicken wants to know why you want to know why he crossed the road? Still after.
Why?
I don't know. It's like an anti-joke. There's no punchline. That's why it's funny.
That was more observational humor.
Philosophical.
Hi, hey.
All right, we're going to move on. We have a few more callers.
Thank you for calling.
Just hit us with the solar plexus with a jab of comedy.
Okay, we have 443.
443, hello. What's your name and where you? Hello.
Brad, or Squee from the chat.
Hello, Brad. What's up?
Yeah. I was wondering, I have to do a cover with a chick. Like, it would be a duet, like a screaming and a singing, but I don't know any good songs that have both clean vocals and screaming vocals that aren't, you know, really, really bad.
You're right. There are no good songs that have cleaning vocals and screaming.
Why don't you do If I Close My Eyes Forever by Lita Ford and Ozzy Osbourne?
Strangely enough, I was thinking that same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
ESPN. What do you say? Well, you could scream the Ozzy parts, though.
That'd be a little weird.
Maybe some old Amorphis, dude.
Or you can do A Tout Le Monde.
Oh, he did that song. Can you redo that with some chick, too?
Yeah, Christina Stabia of Recruit of Coil.
Till I close my eyes forever. Put it all in pencil. Just do what I'm doing, and you'll...
Oh, my God, I used to love this.
Really?
Remember when it was on MTV, like, every 10 seconds?
Yep. These were the days.
Devil.
Devil. I'm here for you.
Back in those days, Ozzy would do a duet with anybody, though.
Yep.
He even did, like, Infectious Grooves. And...
He did one with Shlomo. There it is. See, it was good. I like that.
Wow.
Wait, was that the Shlomo part or the Ozzy part? It's hard to tell. I'm fine. If I close my eyes forever. At some point today, can we hear the audio from last week of Shlomo singing the Hanukkah songs?
Just oh, yes, we definitely have to remind everybody. Before. All right.
Do you remember that station in New York that was called Z-Rock? Anybody?
Radio station or TV?
Yeah, it was when it was like early 90s. It was like around the time the Black Album came out. It played only like nonstop, like Metallica, Guns N' Roses. It was like a big deal. That stuff was never on the radio. But it was on AM. It was the most retarded thing. Like, you could always hear, like, metalhead cars driving by with AM fuzz sound blasting out of the window. But anyway.
So we hope we answered your question.
Yeah.
Probably. <We did. laughs>
Just go up the stage and go, here, I close my eyes forever, and I miss. How did that get my dad? I don't know. Is it such a thing as, like, why don't you just take a regular song and sing it metal style, like scream.
Well, were you saying that there's a female and male duet, or is it just clean and screaming vocal duet?
Yeah, clean and screaming. It can either be at the same time or in separate parts.
Pretty much every metalcore band in existence has done
that. Yeah, but I'll try to avoid that.
Yeah, okay. I would say check out some old Amorphis, because they're like one of the first ever metal bands back in the 90s that I knew that did that kind of thing, and... They didn't make it. It wasn't metalcore. Metalcore didn't exist back then, so check it out.
Also, why do you have to do this?
It was just a, I don't know.
It's cool.
Something to do in my free time.
Well, it's just in the girl's house, or like, are you doing this on a stage?
I know what you can do in your free time. Listen to archives of the Metal Injection live cast.
No, read a freaking book.
No.
Study. Something. Read Bill Cosby's books about parenting. What?
Trying to study music.
But crappy music.
Well, he's asking for our suggestions. Are you saying that Frank suggests crappy music?
No, but the basic structure of what he wants is generally crappy.
Why?
Wasn't that like the given that we all started this conversation with?
I even asked the question saying that most singing is crappy.
I think you should take a regular non-metal song and sing it like metal style.
You don't bring me flowers?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Do the opposite. Take a Cannibal Corpse song and make it all nice.
Yeah, I've actually, yeah, they've done that with Cannibal Corpse before. They made it like lounge music.
Yeah, there's a Radio Disney version on our site, too.
Oh, there's like a lounge music version, too.
Yeah.
But there's also a Radio Disney version. But did you know there was a lounge version, Rob?
No.
Is there a Radio Disney
Actually, version? Actually, I did know because both of those are on our
screen. Wow.
Visit metalinjection.net/TV and do a search for a Cannibal Corpse.
You might have to refresh Cannibal Corpse.
I bet you this guy's going to just, he's trying to impress this chick, so he's going to sing outside her window.
He's like, I'm going to call up my friends that do this radio show.
Yeah, but we have to move on because we only have 45 minutes left in the show.
He just hopes she starts singing along to it. She'll do the Lita Ford part out the window.
We have another caller. Oh, my God. 352.
Hold on, let me hang up on Brad. Okay.
352, what's your name? Where are you from?
I heard that. God damn it. Is that woman always used to kicking people out?
What? Who is this?
She used to kicking people out. She says, we have another caller. I'm going to hang up on him.
Why? Is this like a prospector from the 1840s?
This is Neil Hamburger.
What is your name, sir?
Give me the question you have of the day. What is the question you have of the day for all your callers out there that they want to know about?
What do Courtney Love and Shlomo have in common?
Oh, my God. I'll tell you, that fella sounds like he's on Black Friday. God damn it. In the meantime, I'm saying, what is the question of the day, and I will answer it for you.
Okay, the question of the day is, what is your name and where are you from?
Only one.
My name is Bubba from the Backwoods, and the question is, where I come from is Kentucky.
And that would be the answer.
My question is, when did Yosemite Sam adopt you?
Yosemite Sam is not an adoption of me, but Yosemite Sam came way before I did, and God bless him for that, but I don't appreciate the things he done.
Ooh, great horny toads.
Smell varmint.
You smell a varmint? God almighty damn, I'll tell you what. Let's liven the show up a little bit and talk about some things that we should talk about.
All right, first topic.
All right,
go.
Let's talk about the type of metal bands that you like.
Well, why don't we let him pick the topic?
Yeah.
Okay. Set the agenda.
This is Woody Harrelson.
I'm sorry. Come back again now. He's cutting you off. One's cutting you off.
Let's hear. You set the topic. You give us something to talk about.
I'll give you something to talk about. Thanks for giving. God almighty damn. I'll show you. What are we thankful for?
What are we thankful for? Are you going to have a big Thanksgiving dinner in Kentucky?
Oh, hell no. I'll say, she's got the smoke detectors going on in this motherfucking place that my eyeballs are burning right now. Stop
How
laughing.
Old are you, sir?
I'm just telling you the truth. How old am I? Does my age have to do with an alarm going off?
Well, maybe your ears are more sensitive the older you are to the alarm.
Maybe it's an old guy alarm.
I thought you said an arm is going off.
I'm telling you right now, she was a cooking tonight, I tell you. And the whole cafeteria from the high school moved out, and they had a big band over there with the four or five damn, you know, one of those, what they call it, emergency trucks, I don't know, but...
Can you put the nurse from the psycho ward on so we can get some info out of her?
Yes, I can put her on right now. You ready?
Yeah, go.
Okay, hang on just a second.
Hello, this is the nurse from the psycho ward. What can I do for you?
What's this crazy old coot's name that you take care of right
this
now?
This crazy old coot, I swear to God, if he died, I would have to check him off to close the casket.
What kind of meds is he on?
Morphine.
Wait, are you saying he has a giant cock? Is that what you're implying there?
Not necessarily. He's just high on morphine, the drip drop drip we give in hospice to kill somebody.
Okay.
So
are you following me, dear?
No, we're not. We've lost you.
We just need some morphine in order to.
Can you
to
can you put your patient back on the line? What was his name? Bubba from
yes,
the back.
Hang
oh,
on.
Bubba from
hang
ah,
on a minute. Hang on a minute. Just a minute. Can I get a sponge
General
bed
Faulkner.
Tomorrow? I want a sponge bed tomorrow at noon with the morphine dripping. You touching my dripping? God damn it, I'll tell you.
So what'd you say about killing somebody?
Oh.
Sorry, the cable guy. I can't believe it. Well, I tell you what. Bubba
what?
From the backwoods, are you a metal injection junkie?
No. I just take it as according to the doctor's prescription. It's legal that way.
No.
You're impressed with your impression, aren't you?
Are you registered for the site? I want to send you a free CD.
A free CD? God or money. I had a free pizza from Hollywood Pizza, I'll tell you. Down at the LF home, a adult living facility.
All right, I guess he doesn't get water free CD.
The best of Conway Twitty for you. Come on.
Thanks
Conway
a lot,
Twitty,
Conway.
How... Is
we're
that,
have to
did
move
you
on.
Say Conway
yeah,
Twitty?
Yes,
yeah.
I did.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes, you're wonderful.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Bubba. Have a good one.
I don't know where else to go with that.
You started out strong, but you sort of tailed off at the end there.
All right. Before
I hope the older I get, the more I become like Bubba.
I thought you were going to say you hope the older you get, the more you understand what the fuck that guy was talking about.
That too. Yeah.
Get Frank another bottle. We can translate.
So before we go to music break, last week we got Shlomo to sing a Hanukkah song and the dreidel song.
Yeah.
And he sang it a cappella, and what we want, we put up the MP3 with last week's episode. We're going to put up the link again with this week's episode. We want you guys, Jumpman Hat, Catch or Scare, Pentangler,
Mongoose,
everyone who's done any song contributions, we want you to take his audio and edit something cool together. We already got one amazing submission that we're going to save until next week, but here is the... a cappella version once more so you guys can get an idea.
Oh, I thought we were going to play the thing we got.
No, I think we should save that for now. What do you guys think?
Well, let's save that for when we play all...
I like on the ground.
That is the we put up an MP3 of that, 1 minute and 30 seconds of Shlomo singing a cappella.
I want to hear that plus Lita Ford at some point. As I closed my eyes, don't ever.
We want you to put music under it. We want you to edit it, chop it up, make it awesome.
I want to say, though, one thing, that if you want to have the best entry in this, you're going to have to really work your ass off, because the one... that thing that someone already sent us is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really good. And once again, this is all due next week, which is December 1st, next Wednesday, which is the first day of Hanukkah. It's going to be our Hanukkah special. The dudes from Metal Flex are going to be here. It's going to be huge. So we're going to do that. But right now we're going to go to a music break. And all the music picked today, we're doing a special guest DJ. The guest DJ is Mongoose Commander, who picked all of these songs. We'll try to get to as many of them as we can.
So it's basically like a mixtape for now.
Maybe. It starts out with a little strapping young lad.
Hey.
Which we now know a lot.
Subliminal messages, huh?
Here it is. This is all Mongoose Commander's picks. So if you don't like them, let them know in the comments. On the
or in the chat room. What?
Thank you.
Captain. Much thank you for flying Williams Bird truck line. If you look out to your left, you'll see King taking the guns off. And if you look out to your right, you'll see my little sister sucking herself with a stick.
Jimmy, put that stick down, you dirty whore!
And we'll talk, and we're sitting on an inflight wheel. We're sitting with my cock and my nipple stick.
My asshole.
Thank you.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, reminding you, when I'm not hanging around in men's bathrooms, watching Lars or Rick watching other people doing cocaine, I'm listening to the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. I've got something to say. I raped your mother today. And it doesn't matter much to me. As long as she is dead. But I'll tell you what does matter to me. It's time to return to the Metal Injection Livecast. Here it is.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Any playlist that has a little bit of crotch duster in it gives me a boner.
That was a Mongoose Commander Rock Block.
Cock Block.
We started out with a little Strapping Young Lad with Shine, then moved on to The Great Deceiver with Today, then Crotch Duster.
Yes.
With Big Top Williams, then a band called Celeste, and then we wrapped it all up with Clutch. Crotch and Clutch.
Very well done.
It's Crotch and Clutch.
And
or Clutch Crotch.
If you
Clutch or Crotch?
If you're wondering whether or not you can send us a playlist,
the answer is no.
No, the answer is be a really good contributor to our show, like
yeah.
Mongoose Commander, and we'll reward you with different things.
Exactly. The guest playlist, the guest listener playlist, goes out. The invitation, it's like almost like a Hall of Fame.
Yes.
We have to invite you to do it. Don't harass us.
Yeah.
Because the more you harass us, the less of a chance you have of being picked to make one. We will come to you.
Right.
Don't come to us.
Be a very good contributor for a consistent period of time.
That's right.
And you'll have a chance to submit a playlist.
Yes. Yes. I like it.
All right.
Now we are back
with the final 15 minutes of the final eighth of the show.
Quarter hour. During the break, Noah brought out some chocolate ice cream cake, and we all sang Frank Happy Birthday.
And Frank almost burned his hair on the candle.
You guys
very
are awesome.
Close.
Thank you very much.
Frank, Rob more sort of wailed Happy Birthday than sang it, I would say.
I was singing it really off-key.
In many different octaves.
I haven't heard him sing that loud since Finding Detus many, many years ago.
Oh, my God.
What year was that? Oh, six? I think it was. That was his birthday.
Yeah,
like
for those of you who don't know, we did a Dying Fetus cover band where Rob came out and sang.
Rob came up on the stage.
Kill Your Mother, Rape Your Dog.
Is there
Dying
any
Fetus classic?
Is there
video footage?
I think so, yes.
That's the Metal Injection theme song, right? The old TV show.
No, the theme song is Praise the Lord.
Right, but you,
but it is Dying Fetus, yes.
But is there footage of that? Does that exist somewhere?
I think there's a DVD. I have in a box.
So
somewhere.
There was also some other guy's birthday too. Was it a double birthday?
No.
Wasn't it?
Just Rob. We can only celebrate Rob. Nobody else.
Oh, oh, it was Metal Misha's birthday too. I remember.
No, it was like another
Ken
guy.
Pierce?
No.
Ken Pierce's birthday?
No, I didn't know Ken Pierce's birthday. I think it was 05, actually. It was definitely 05.
05.
Who could it be that you don't want to talk about?
No, no, I don't. No, there was nobody. It was just my birthday. It was like a birthday show.
Yeah.
All these bands. I remember I got Gentleman's Jack for my birthday from somebody, and I was incredibly wasted at the show.
Wow.
Wait, who was the gentleman that jacked you? I don't understand.
It was Gentleman's Jack Daniels. It's like a classier Jack Daniels, and that it just cost $10 more.
Oh.
And then I was really drunk, and actually, I believe it was the second time I've ever entered a mosh pit.
Oh.
And that's how drunk I was. And then I remember vividly moshing my way into a wall.
Did you go home
I was like,
two...
oh, there's a wall.
Rob, did you go home with two black eyes?
Yeah,
black eyes.
Did
you
they, were called, eyes. They were called the wall.
I don't know if she said two black eyes or two black guys.
Yeah, it sounds like two black guys.
The Russian guys went on stage for that too.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Manischewitz Destroyer asks, how is Ken Pierce's podcast going?
I don't know.
A lot better than ours,
I'm not
right?
A subscriber.
I didn't listen
he
to
He does me. It with MIDI files, though, so it takes a while to.
All the music rigs are in MIDI.
It hasn't gotten onto the MP3 technology yet.
Speaking of Ken Pierce.
Let's listen to Ken Pierce.
He's a real
podcast.
Player.
What?
Yeah, I have one of his music breaks queued up right now.
Oh, jeez.
Really?
If it only were to load.
Hopefully this music break doesn't have an ad that plays before.
Yeah, I agree.
Why are you talking about that? He likes himself.
Okay,
too.
Here it goes. This is a music break.
Someone calls in to Ken Pierce's podcast.
Wow, of Ken Pierce's podcast.
Going on?
Who knew? There's some website that does 8-bit versions of every metal song, famous metal song.
It's pretty good. Should we take our caller? We have Shorm on the line. Should we bring him back on?
Sure.
Oh yes. Okay.
Okay.
What do you think, Ken Pierce?
Oh. Anyway, well, I was speaking to Peter Destroyer on Facebook, and I told him a good idea to do for covers. Death metal covers of power metal songs.
Death metal covers of power metal
songs.
But what's the point of that?
I don't know. For the dolls.
For what?
Like Fly. Like you can fly by Blangorian. Like death metal.
He's very impressed with this idea.
Back himself.
Like fly by Blangorian.
Your song.
Oh yes.
Okay. Yeah, you should do Dreidel Dreidel as a death metal cover.
Or we could do hip hop covers of rap songs.
Yeah, do a Dreidel Dreidel death metal.
Dreidel 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 Dreidel. I think he just doesn't know that like this little subdivisions among Jews are not known to everybody.
Oh, speed, oh, speed, oh, speed, oh, speed.
I think we should do a cover of an Ashkenazi folk hymn.
Do we have another caller?
Thanks for calling in, Shalom.
Oh. Keep it real.
Oh. Oh.
We have 646
online. 646 online. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, this is Eric from Bensonhurst.
Hello, Eric from Bensonhurst.
Yeah, I just want to ask you, Rob, what do you think of the Facebook group that got started professing the hate for you?
Where exactly in Bensonhurst are you, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
You might be able to go get us a slice of pizza and bring it over here.
Oh, yes.
I could actually do that if you really want me to.
Well, where exactly are you in Bensonhurst? Give us your exact address.
Do you know, are you familiar with Leone?
Yeah, I know where that is.
How far is that?
Oh, my God.
I'd say I'm about, like, 10 minutes away.
By car or by walk?
By car.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty far.
All right. So what do I think of the Facebook group? I got to tell you, first of all, for those of you that don't know, that don't hang out on our forums, somebody found a Facebook group, the title of which is I Hate Robert Pashvani for Metal Injection. And it was not started by me or Noah. Right, Noah?
No, it was definitely not me. And we have to say that it was our beloved Junkies.
Yes, Junkies.
Who linked to it in
the
forum.
Which makes me wonder, how did the Junkies find it? Are they just Googling me or Facebooking me? I don't know. But they found it and they linked it. And I have to say, when I saw this, never have I felt prouder of what I have achieved as a metal journalist.
Well, you were... you got a boner, I think, when you saw that, right? You saw a boner. It seems like the Iron Cheek posted on your page.
Oh, yeah?
Do you want me to read
it? Yeah. What does he say?
Fuck the Robert Pashvani! He's no good, gay, no life, son of a bitch! He suck, Hulk Hogan, dick. He worse than the Michael Jackson alive. But I respect Michael Jackson! He no good jabroni. He killed baby Daniel. Why? 7-year-old baby and you step on him with the boot face. Crush him. No good motherfucker. Low life, as it goes on. Low life. Son of a bitch. I suplex him. Put him in the camel clutch. Fuck his ass. And make him humble. Ha! Better than nothing.
The funny part is that he spelled your last name Pashbunny.
Puss Bunny. I think it'd be better if it was Puss Bunny.
Fuck! Fuck the Puss Bunny!
I would. Give me a Puss Bunny, I would fuck it right now.
So yeah, I think it was awesome. I think the reason the guy started it was because of a Between the Buried and Me interview that I did.
I like that the guy just abandoned ship. He's no longer a
part. There were four members of the group, and then as soon as they posted in the forums, all of the Metal Injection Junkies joined.
Yeah, I joined too.
Me too.
You did.
Now he's mad.
Oh, wow. No, I joined as well.
I joined right away.
I joined as well, because, I mean, nobody hates me more than I do. So.
True. Well, I'm saying, like, the guy who made the group was sincere in his hatred, and then everyone started joining it because it was funny.
Yeah.
You know, now he's pissed. Now he's going to join. He's making a group that...
Now he said,
I
hate Robert Pashvani Metal Injection.
Yep. I love it.
Hated that one interview. You know, the one where he made an ass of himself and asked the band questions.
Zing. I love it. And then I think you were the one that left the comment of we should start a petition to get him fired or something, right?
I didn't. No, you wrote that yourself, and then there was all those funny comments on it. I'll read a couple of them. Let's see. Yeah, I know, right? All this guy does is fart and throw up in his beard. Like he said, try to interview Ben. This guy's just loud. He's a loud, crazy person.
Wait.
Sign me up to get this freak off Metal Injection. The owner has to do it. And then I said, I agree. Metal Injection has really gone downhill since Rob was hired. This guy needs to get his boot face booted out of Metal Injection. I declare Thor Schredstein. Replace him at once.
Oh.
Noah said, you know, Rob wouldn't be so bad if he wrote generic questions on a card and read them nice and slowly. No one wants to hear a conversation or find out what kind of personality a band has. I just want to know what their influences are. And then I said, yeah, Rob never asked that very, very specific question about sound equipment that I and every single other person in the world want to know about. What the fuck? Don't you care about your audience?
Yeah, Rob.
Brings a tear to my eye.
It's terrible.
Eric, did you join the group?
No, because I'm not on Facebook.
Oh.
Good for you.
How'd you even know about it?
Are you still on Wimmit?
No. I was never on that. I never got into that shit.
Wimmit is a local Russian social network.
That
actually predates MySpace.
I was very sad. I looked up Wimmit, and it's like a 404 page or something.
No, they made just like a generic new social network that redirects to, yeah.
It was like it wasn't 404. It was when I went to it, it was like an empty domain, like it's bought but it's not being used or anything.
Oh, I see. Anything else, Eric?
Nope. Thanks a lot, guys.
Women was the shit.
Right.
So could you bring me a bottle of Diet Coke?
Wait, can you go to Leone's and pick up some Heroes?
Leone's probably closed by now.
Tomorrow.
Wendy's is open still, right?
Where's the Wendy's around here?
86.
Oh. Are you by 86?
Are you by the Toys R Us over there?
Why don't you just give our actual address
up. He
on here?
He gave him a good idea. He ran with it. Any other callers?
No.
We've got no more callers.
Good.
That was me singing.
No, was singing for us before the show started.
What?
What? Really?
No, I wasn't.
Let's hear some of that.
I was testing the microphone.
But with your vocal stylings.
Let's hear some of that.
No. Come on.
That
she was singing.
No.
She was singing Happy Birthday.
That's also true.
Come on, let's hear some of that.
No.
Come on, in Israeli.
No, I'm not doing that.
Come on, I brought my piano in here for you. Like, and you're not even going to
grace me with a song.
Let's do it,
do it.
About the war with Egypt.
Not singing.
Sing Dreidel Dreidel.
Hi, I'm Noah. I hate fucking Arab. Oh, Jiggle. Sing us the theme song of the Artillery Museum.
We have a caller.
Who's got a caller on the line? Who is it?
Pizza Destroyer.
Angry Pizza Destroyer.
What's up?
Yeah. I'm in a different state,
right.
But I just had a question about the file of Shlomo singing contest and whatever. I wanted to know, like, I assume that like most people would just be like sampling like random shit and then like remixing it with that file, but do I count if I like play an entire song beneath it, like on electrical? Okay.
As long as it's funny, as long as you edit it into a comedic manner, that would be lovely.
By the way, there's now an I hate Robert Puss Bunny Facebook group.
Is
that? Yeah.
Was it started by Mongoose Commander?
Yes, it was. Could you send all of us links to that Mongoose Commander? In the chat.
I
noticed that I think I'm the only person Mongoose Commander hasn't friended on Facebook. I'm a little hurt by that.
Maybe he feels about you the way Shinobi feels about
Mongoose.
Shinobi.
Matter Mongoose
of fact, I have not either.
You haven't friended me either?
No.
Why not? He knows you're so full of
don't like
that he's going to... friended me. Huh?
He's going to read your updates every day and get depressed.
No, I'm just kidding. I did. I have everyone except for Darren.
Yeah. What's your point?
Bam.
Sid's updates are very funny, though. I don't really post them any. Yeah, when you do, it's like out of the blue, you know?
Yeah. Well, but that's good. You don't waste words.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not like one of these people that's like, going to get lunch.
Yeah.
I just took
How
shit.
About those Tuesday?
We have a question in the chat that I would like to address. Fiddle asks, Rob, tell us the story of the first time you did that Noah impression in front of her. Do you remember?
He used to do
the
it on our old show. He used to do it, too.
Oh, was that it?
No.
I don't know if that was the first
the
time.
First that, the one that just came to my head was the VJ episode.
Yeah.
Where...
Oh!
Or not the VJ episode, I'm sorry. The
SNL.
SNL parody episode where I was like... Okay.
Yeah, and Nick was Frank, and Frank was you.
Yeah. It was supposed to be a parody of those SNL sketches where they have a host on and someone else plays the host and the host plays another person.
on their show.
I don't know if
it, meta.
Yeah, I don't know if it came across that way, but it was a joke. It
came across to me, and then Noah did a fantastic Sinister Sasha.
Yeah. No, yeah, Noah played Sinister Sasha, and Sinister Sasha played Metal Meat.
That was one of my favorite episodes.
I feel like we should revisit some of those past episodes with, like, better production value.
You mean do them over or just
like George Lucas?
Yeah.
Just hire, like, Lucas.
We'll do prequels. Prequels to all the...
3D upscaling.
I don't need to be upscaled.
The VJ search now in 3D.
I was going to say we should go back and take Jar Jar Binks out of all of our old episodes. It really brings it down.
I like it. He wanted too much money anyway.
All righty.
Oh. Are you getting a call, Pizza Destroyer?
What?
What's your ringtone?
I'm shredding Axe while listening to you.
Oh, listen.
You're spraying Axe?
Yeah, I was
no,
say,
shredding, like playing solos.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay, hang on. I don't even have a pick, but...
It'd be funny if you hung up on him now. He just played for 15 minutes.
I'm going to do it.
No solos, even Noah agrees.
Yeah, no solos by him.
Speaking of which, about 15 seconds after I mentioned that Mongoose Commander hadn't friended me on Facebook, he sent me a friend request.
Nice. You were clearly in his favorites.
Asking
he was
me
just waiting.
Steve.
I like that you're checking your Facebook during the show.
Oh, I got an email.
Yeah, thanks.
I got an email. I'm checking my email during the show. Completely different.
Darren, was there anything that we didn't get to today?
Nothing.
Were you gay?
Nothing major. We had one thing about someone who died, and then we just found out that he might not have died.
Oh,
well, I guess we'll have to revisit that next week.
We'll have to wait till he dies.
We'll research that and see if he's really dead, because we didn't have time.
We'll kill him this week if he's not.
We'll wait till there's a week where we don't have anything planned, and then we'll
But it was such a good bit, I feel like we should do it anyway, even if he's not dead.
The bit was involved in his obituary, which
don't give it away.
Dead.
Don't give it away. Yeah, so but we
wouldn't
pretend.
Okay.
Fair. But no, but you're right. You're right. We shouldn't. I'm just desperate to do it. It's so funny.
Chances are, because you guys are talking about him, he'll pass away anyway.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that happened before. Wait, someone do an impression of him in death.
Oh, I'm dead. Look at me. I have an obituary.
If you can't tell, we're talking about Justin Bieber.
I'm on Wikipedia listed as dead persons.
Okay, so we have to go drink.
More drinking.
Okay.
All right. It was good to be here. We had a great show.
It was all right to be
Are
here.
Are you going to post that poll, Rob?
Yeah.
Post your poll.
Scratch my beard first.
Noah, post your poll and do a dance.
Okay. Where do I...
Does my beard scratching come across?
Not really.
Anyway. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
What should we play going out? What's the...
What
did you want to hear, Noah?
I want to save it for a week when Lonnie is here.
It's December 8th.
Tentatively. Tentatively 2 weeks from now.
How about some crotch duster? Some more crotch duster.
Okay. What song?
Mammal Sauce.
We played that already like 2 weeks ago.
No, we didn't. We played we played the anal sex song.
Mammal Sauce.
God damn, man.
Bye, everybody.
God damn, look at Crotch Duster. Boy, them some weird motherfuckers.
Man,
right there, dog.
Fuck Crotch Duster. Man, we need to get to Williamsburg land.
I know what the motherfuckers know how to get though, man. God damn, we Williamsburg land.
I know, man. They got some fat ass pussy and some big ass titties in Williamsburg land.
I heard it was a motherfucker in Williamsburg, dog. With a titty so long.
Damn, we all ran out of mammal sauce.
God damn, we damn sure got to get some mammal sauce. Plus them hoes, dog. They fiending for that mammal sauce, dog.
We need some mammal sauce.
Like when them hoes get on that mammal sauce, them hoes just get to cutting themselves and motherfucking pissing all over the motherfucking place and shit, man. I mean, the shit is just, God damn, we need some mammal sauce.
For real, man. I need,
hey, William, dog, check this out. I need 4 orders of mammal sauce, dog. Hurry the fuck up, man. Get there and get your ass back, nigga.
In case of emergency, I use the mammal sauce. It's my everyday supply without it, I'll be lost. Huh? Motherfucker, I use it in my head. I use it in my balls and even play solitaire. I put it in my mouth to make my breath straight. You must think I'm joking, I use it to masturbate. But when I have a party, I spice the drink. Mammal sauce is the greatest thing since the Cuban link.
Oh, my mammal sauce is the best mammal sauce I've ever. Fucking